For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The city of Montreal is set to rename the street which carries the name of Geoffrey Amherst, a former English military commander whose desire was to exterminate the race of indigenous people by giving them blankets infected with smallpox. Amherst Street, the street that runs from the city's old port to La Fontaine Park, will be renamed in honor of an indigenous person. A committee composed of indigenous people has been considering several indigenous figures to name the street after. The committee will reveal their selection on June 21st, which is National Indigenous Peoples Day. According to CTV News, several names have been already suggested, including Huron Chief Kondjaronk, a key figure in the 1701 treaty called the Great Peace of Montreal.
Very emotional for me to be here today, as I remember, and I try to select a few fond memories of my years here at Western. Could have been my earliest memory of driving in off the 401 with a sign that said, "Thank you, fathers, for dropping off your virgin daughters."
This was music composer and pianist Stefan Macchio addressing graduating students and their families at Western University's 313th convocation in London, Ontario. His speech sparked controversy as many people thought it was offensive and demeaning towards women. Macchio not only referenced his arrival in London in the early 90s that caught some off guard, but he also recited a song largely seen as degrading to the women of Delaware Hall, an all-female residence. Western University has apologized for what it called unacceptable and inappropriate remarks made at a convocation ceremony. Macchio also released a statement posted on the university's website apologizing for his comments that he called inappropriate. In international news, four people were charged with causing the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger flight which was shut down over eastern Ukraine in 2014 as it was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. According to investigators, three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with bringing a missile into the plane, murdering 298 passengers and crew. International arrest warrants have been issued for the four suspects, and a court case will begin in the Netherlands in March 2020. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.